And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Wisconsin's 73rd Assembly District, comprising the greater Superior and Douglas County area, was for years a reliably Democratic seat, but that began to erode after redistricting in 2011 by a Republican-dominated legislature. It finally did flip to the GOP 2 years ago, with the election of Angie Sapik of Lake Nebagamon. Now, after years in the courts with accusations the district map was gerrymandered to resemble a Tyrannosaurus Rex, it's been redrawn again. It now runs from Superior east to Bayfield and Ashland and is likely to return a Democratic advantage. Representative Sapik isn't running again, and vying for the open seat are Republican Frank Koska and Democrat Angela Stroud, both of the Ashland area. We've invited both candidates to Morning Edition, and today Angela Stroud joins us. Stroud grew up in South Texas, 10 miles from the Mexican border, which she would cross frequently with her family to go shopping or dining. She earned her bachelor's degree at Southwestern University in Texas and her master's and Ph.D. at the University of Texas at Austin, all in sociology. In 2012, she took a position at Northland College, where she was a professor of sociology and social justice, until agreeing to voluntarily relinquish her position, effective at the end of this academic year, in the face of the school's financial troubles. She lives just outside of Ashland in the town of Jingles with her partner, Cynthia Belmont, and her stepson, a 2024 graduate of Ashland High School. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Angela Stroud.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for having me.
So what's the biggest single issue in our area, and how can the legislature address it?
Well, of course, there are so many issues in our area, but the number one issue of my campaign is protecting Lake Superior. If those of us who live here and love the lake don't protect it, no one else is going to. And there are multiple threats to the lake, but one we could focus on is PFAS chemicals. These are forever chemicals that get into our water supply, and as is suggested by the name, they live forever. They bioaccumulate in fish. They also bioaccumulate in our own bodies. And we have to figure out how these chemicals are getting into our water supply, and we have to strictly regulate them to ensure that we're not actually poisoning ourselves and our environment. There was legislation introduced last year by Democrats. It died in the way that too much good legislation has died because Republicans refused to give it a fair hearing. I think this is one of those issues. There's no reason this should be partisan. Everybody wants clean water. Nobody wants toxins that are accumulating in their bodies. And so one of the top priorities for Democrats next year is going to be reintroducing this PFAS legislation and ensuring that we're protecting ourselves and protecting our incredible water.
Enbridge's proposed Line 5 pipeline project has divided the region. Do you see any realistic compromise here, or is this simply build it or not?
You know, compromise is an interesting question here. The way I tend to think about Line 5 is that we're talking about a piece of infrastructure that is existing in ceded territory. And I think too often we fail to recognize that tribal sovereignty is really the key issue here. So Line 5 is running through the Bad River Reservation that's part of the district, the 73rd. And as we know, Enbridge is trespassing. Bad River is an autonomous government. They have sovereignty over their own decisions. But the entire pipeline exists in ceded territory. And the treaties that our government signed with the Lake Superior Ojibwe require that we allow them to maintain their rights to hunt, fish, and gather. And because of that, this pipeline, which is aging from Superior all the way through, is a risk to the lake, and it's a risk to our treaty rights. And it's a moral obligation that we live up to those promises that our government made, and it's a legal obligation that we live up to those promises.
Okay, and thank you. You're familiar with the immigration issue, having grown up right at the southern border. How does it affect our area, or does it significantly, even though we're near an international border of our own?
Immigration affects all states because all states rely on immigrant labor, and especially agricultural states like Wisconsin. So absolutely, we see immigrants in our communities doing all kinds of jobs. That said, of course, we have to have a safe and secure border. I mean, this is a sort of a fundamental requirement in terms of security. And immigration has changed a lot since I was a kid. It used to be mostly people from Mexico coming to work who would go back and forth across the Mexican border. But now we're seeing, because of sociio-political forces in Venezuela and Haiti and all over the world, we're seeing a totally different situation. We have to manage our border. We have to have a secure border, but we also have to acknowledge that we rely on immigrant labor all throughout our economy, but particularly in the agricultural sector. So we need to be honest about that, and we need to be thoughtful about that, and we need to think about what kind of policies would help us balance security and the needs of our economy. And so that's something that we can absolutely do. It's difficult, but it's not impossible to strike that balance.
Thank you. And back to local issues, is there any Republican-backed initiative in the legislature that you can get behind? This is keeping in mind that we don't know which party will be in control in the next term.
You know, I'm very open to the idea of getting behind Republican ideas. I'm not one who says a good idea is any idea that a Democrat proposes and a bad idea is anything that Republicans propose. But what I would say is that we need to start proposing ideas that actually solve the problems that Wisconsinites are facing. And our legislature has, over the last few sessions, been the least effective legislature in the country. So voters need to be thinking about that this election. We need to be thinking about voting for people who are committed to getting results, no matter if they're Democrats or Republicans. Who are the people who have the good ideas to take care of the people in this state and who are committed to finding solutions? And I'll work with anybody who has a good idea.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Angela Strawood of the town of Jingles near Ashland. She's the Democrat on the ballot for the 73rd Wisconsin Assembly seat in the November election, facing Frank Koska of Ashland, who has also been invited to make his case here on Morning Edition. Thank you for joining us, Angela Strawood.
Thanks for having me.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can find complete coverage of the political races regionally and statewide at wpr.org/election. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.